The other big storyline going into this game is who is going to start at quarterback. You know, Cooper Rush has done an admirable job. People have talked about how there is an incentive for him that if he gets 65 more snaps or so, he'll hit another $250,000 bonus. But there are some reports this afternoon that maybe it is going to be Trey Lance. As Stephen Jones joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, we're doing good, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. And it's a good time to reflect on everything that's happened here over the last 4 months. Is it a misplaced question to say, are you proud of how this team has managed to fight and have a chance to win an eighth game coming up this weekend, considering how much adversity has been there?
Yeah, we've obviously had some challenges. And, you know, hats off to Coach McCarthy and his leadership and Zim and Bones and the whole staff to keep these guys focused and playing hard. Obviously, last week was a big disappointment, but, you know, when you're playing a little shorthanded like we are with our injury situation, you just can't afford to, you know, have the turnovers that we had. And, you know, against one of the best teams in football at their place is going to be hard to come up with a win. But, yes, I think our guys have battled each and every week, and hats off to them. And, you know, defensively, we were learning a new scheme the first part of the year. I think Mike was learning our personnel, and vice versa. The personnel was figuring out what Mike wanted out of them. So, at the end of the day, our guys have competed hard. I know, you know, our goal is to win the game next week and our Sunday against the Commanders. And they've had a great year under Coach Quinn. You know what we think of him. And you know, they're having a great season, but also like our chances and think our guys will go out there and battle and give themselves every opportunity to win a football game.
Micah was getting poked at again for one of his quotes. He said, if you take away the score, we were right there with him. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, one of those things you could laugh at or not. But going inside the box score, if you look at first downs and third down efficiency and yards, there's something to it. I mean, you guys definitely held your own, I guess, in a lot of ways, other than the scoreboard. Is that like a moral victory, or how do you look at that?
No, I don't look at it as a moral victory. I doubt even Mike thinks of it as a moral victory. I just felt like, you know, if you take away the turnovers, which you can't, by the way, not saying you, but you lose the turnover battle in the NFL, there's a good chance you'll lose that football game. And we know that. We coach not to turn the ball over, obviously, and we coach to get the ball. And, you know, in our three seasons where Mike was 12-5, one of the things we did best was protect the ball and get the ball. And we just hadn't done that quite as well this year. And consequently, we hadn't, you know, had the type of season you'd hope to have. But you look at most of the teams with great records in this league, and, you know, 90% of the time, I'd bet you they're winning the turnover battles in their football games. And that's just part of it. But, no, I don't think there's any moral victories. I just think you go out there and you battle, and you know and, you know, we were driving the ball good the first couple of drives, and but then the turnovers hit, and we gave up some points right there at the end. And then, you know, got to give hats off to them. And Saquon Barkley, he was running hard to get to the 2,000 yards, and what a great season he's had. I'll tip my hat to him. And the Eagles have a good football team, and, you know, they, you know, played well. You know, they played the game to did what they needed to do to win the football game.
Now, speaking of those Eagles, a heated rivalry, even from their former executive, Joe Banner, this week, said other teams are getting more from their coordinators and assistants than the Cowboys. He had a back and forth going with Ed Werder. Do you guys see it that way? I mean, I thought that was kind of unfair criticism from Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Joe's Joe. I mean, he's an ex-Eagle. He's got the right to say what he wants to say. We worry about what we can control, what we can do. I like our group. I like Mike McCarthy. I like Coach Schottenheimer, and I love Zim. I mean, they're all proven guys in this league. And, you know, if people want to be critical, I guess, you know, when you have the record we have, which is not a winning record, then people have the right to be critical of you. But we worry about what we can control and what we can do about it.
There's a lot of potential turnover. You got a ton of impending free agents. You've mentioned the coaching staff and the contracts, but do you expect there to maybe be turnover in the personnel department within the scouting staff and in Will McClay's deal as well?
Yeah, no. I mean, we like everything about our personnel staff. We've, you know, I think most people, you know, when they rank rosters, you know, to start the season, I think most people would say that we've had, you know, one of the better rosters in the league for the past, you know, for that matter, for the past 10 years. And I think Will's done a great job. I think his scouting staff's done a great job. And don't expect turnovers. But, that, you know, right now we're worried about beating the Commanders. We'll get into, you know, all the detail of what our organization, where we can be better, because, you know, we have to be better. I mean, we didn't get the job done this year. So, Jerry, myself, the whole organization will look for ways to improve because it's unacceptable. I know it is to our fans. I know it is, you know, in the building, you know, to, you know, finish with the tie. You know, we're going to end up with a losing record, and that's not certainly not what we think the Dallas Cowboys are all about.
With trying to beat the Commanders on Sunday, do you expect Trey Lance to start?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, we're doing everything. We're going to do what gives us the best chance to win the game. And Mike McCarthy will make that call. We've been practicing, you know, hard all week. And certainly, he's more open-minded than he's been to it. And in terms of, you know, who's going to give us the best chance to win the game Sunday. And, you know, he'll ultimately make that call, and we'll see.
It's Stephen Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Do you feel like the decision on Mike needs to be made fairly quickly next week to give him a chance to talk to other teams that might be interested?
We'll address that next week.
I like it. Okay, Stephen Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. What do you think of the fans who are saying, yes, I love to see us win, but this first round is shallow, and that eighth win might push us out of the top half of the first round? Do you fault them for actually hoping the Cowboys lose a game?
I mean, obviously people look at that. I mean, our fans aren't the first fans to look at that, and you certainly understand it. But at the same time, you know, we're in this to win football games. And but totally understand fans who say, hey, it'd be great to have a better pick. And I get that, but I'll tell you this, we're about winning football games. And we've been about that even when we were, you know, when we were really behind the eight ball. Mm-hmm. And I think our players have shown that. They've competed every step of the way, and they'll go out there against the Commanders and expect to win that football game, and they'll do their best to win it, and they'll compete at a high level.
Hey, Stephen, we're not going to get a chance to talk to you for a while here, but I want to ask you, what's something in the media that we get really wrong about the salary cap?
I just think people don't you know, at the end of the day, I think the biggest thing people don't understand is the ability, you know, to push things forward and how, you know, how much a team is doing that already versus, hey, they could have done this, they could have done that differently. You know, I think it's just wrong. I mean, you know, we certainly understand, you know, pushing money forward. We do it all the time. You read it in the paper all the time where we rework our top, but there's only our top contracts on our roster, but there's only so many top contracts you can rework. The rookie contracts are, as you know, Brian, are minimal.
Sure.
And then we have a lot of players on our team that are veteran salary benefit type players. So at the end of the day, there's only 6, 7, 8 contracts that you can rework, and you can probably get them all in quick order in terms of where you go to create that space. I mean, reworked Dak every step of the way, mm-hmm, of his $40 million contract, and we'll be reworking it again throughout on his $60 million contract in terms of pushing, you know, the payday out. And a little bit that's our problem right now, Brian, is we're not only paying for his current 60, sure, but we're also having to pay – we're still paying for the part of the $40 million contract that we pushed out. And I think sometimes people just, you know, don't quite get their hands around that, but that's understandable.
Sure.
But I think you know Jerry well enough. He's in this and more motivated than anybody I can think of to win a Super Bowl right now. And he's not going to be pulling the reins in on trying to hold back on trying to put a Super Bowl type put a Super Bowl team on the field. He doesn't have forever to win a championship. And Brian, you know him well enough. Yeah. He'd trade a lot of things, including a whole lot of money, if you could do it to win a Super Bowl.
So where we do really get it wrong, Steve, is when we start talking about flipping switches and stuff like that. That's where we lose really track of this. Is that fair? I mean, we try and play amateur cap guys, and we're not very good at this.
Yeah, I just think that if you unless you're looking at it, and by the way, I'm sure there's many folks who would understand it in a second if they're looking at it.
Right.
And they would see real quickly. I could sit down with you. I know you, Brian, and you'd get it in 5 minutes if I showed you our cap situation.
Right.
And where we would go to create space. And, you know, we've pretty much maximized all the space. But then as you create that space and you push it out, then there comes a time where you have to, a day of reckoning when you eventually have to have a roster where, you know, you just don't have the roster, and you not unlike Denver's doing, but hats off to them. They're doing it with a rookie quarterback, but they're having to eat the Russell Wilson contract right now. Mm-hmm. But they've done one hell of a job of doing it.
Well, hell of a job this year, Steven. Thanks for another season with us. We've enjoyed the heck out of these chats, and give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Great being on with you guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Steven Jones with you, wrapping up the 2024 season, but you'll hear from him real soon. I mean, that Senior Bowl and the combine and the build-up to the draft, he joins us.
Yeah.
You know, so thanks again to the Jones family for being so accommodating with their time.